Welcome to the official podcast of A Conscious Partner. Our initiative is bringing affordable access to relevant information for anyone in search of impactful self-development. ACP specializes in hosting growth workshops, which bring awareness to the most important topics in life. It's a place for everyone and anyone to come together with the goal of gradually culminating our own security in a fun, safe environment. And now with our hosts, Bruce Doherty, Jaggy, and Dr. Giselle Tennant, let's get into today's discussion.
And we're on.
Woohoo! We're back!
The hell was that?
We are back.
My excited noise. Episode 13. Lucky number 13.
That's what I was going to say.
We made it to 13. Isn't that crazy?
Well, it's not hard to make it to 13.
Well, I mean, a like podcast, that's
like
pretty,
that's pretty good. Where somebody's paying us and they're going to stop paying us.
I know. But still, it's cool that although, we've made it to 13
although
already.
If anybody wants to start paying
us. Yeah, we'll take the money.
Of course.
Why not?
Looking for sponsors.
It will help us do more things.
But ethical sponsorship.
Absolutely. Chiropectate.
What is that?
Chiropectate? It's when you have stomach issues and digestive issues, you take
Chiropectate. It's like Pepto-Bismol.
Yes. Oh, is that just like the thing that's in Pepto-Bismol? Is KO Pepto-Pectin?
No, that's just the brand.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Never
mind. Anyways, looking for ethical sponsorships. We're back today, and we're here today talking about transparency.
Transparency?
Yeah.
Yes. What does that mean?
Transparency.
What does it mean? A lot of people think they're transparent. A lot of people think they're transparent when you just
let's look at an example, maybe.
What do people when we think of transparency, what does the general population think of?
Well, they just think it's I'm speaking my mind.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It means I'm transparent.
Right.
Or I'm not hiding anything. I'm saying everything.
Yeah, but they don't think they're hiding anything. Mm. They're just saying they're espousing their opinion and they're telling you things or I'm transparent that
uncensored.
I don't like your haircut type of thing.
They think that's transparent.
Yeah, transparent.
Being uncensored. Being blunt versus tactful is transparency.
Well, it's not even tactful. It's transparency is understanding why you want to say that.
You're understanding your own intention behind things.
So the reason behind it.
Just like acceptance. We talk about acceptance. It's not of others. It's accepting yourself. Transparency is not being transparent to others. It's being transparent with yourself.
Right. By allowing yourself to dig
and
deeper and understanding.
And by doing that, then you will be transparent with others. Mm. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you can't be transparent with others unless you're transparent with yourself first.
Well, yeah. Because it's impossible to be transparent with others unless you understand what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think our listeners are thinking, there's a theme.
Yeah.
It seems like every time
I turn around,
it's always about awareness, always about ourselves and others. And
it's never about the other person.
It's always about you.
Yeah.
So I'll give you an example. Somebody brought this up when we did this event. He had said him and his girlfriend had a disagreement. He said, because it's a newer relationship, but whenever we went to her house, the table was always had stuff on it.
Okay.
You know, maybe too much stuff and it wasn't his. And he just said it bothered him. And so he kind of said to her, you know, it bothers me. You have all this stuff on the table all the time. And so 99% of the time, they're going to argue about why is this stuff on the table?
Right.
Which is not the real reason.
Which isn't the real.
The question he has to ask is, and this goes back to it bothers me. Has anybody listening ever said to themselves, to their partner, it bothers me when you do this. It bothers me when this happens. It bothers me. Mm-hmm. Whenever we ask that question, it bothers me.
What's the next question?
The next question should be, why does it bother me?
Exactly.
Because it doesn't matter that it bothers you. Yeah. It matters why it bothers you.
Because if you know why, then you can do something
about it. You can actually solve the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not saying, you're not, even the statement itself, it's not saying you're doing anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is, it bothers me.
How it affects me.
But everyone takes it as an accusatory thing because we're just so ready to react versus being curious, asking the question, okay, well, why does it bother you? And then allows them the opportunity to then.
So if you went back to that example, the things on the table, right, it's probably why does it bother you that you have all those things? But he's not really saying that it's because maybe I feel like I don't belong, like it's all of your stuff. So what was his reasoning?
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
He said, it bothers me after he thought about it. Yeah. And this is really good because this person's been coming out for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And they use this as a as a tool. He did ask himself, well, that's odd. I got to take responsibility for this.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he started thinking about it. And he went, what bothered me, because he felt like he didn't have any space in her life.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So, right, because there was no room.
There's no room.
Yeah. Physical room.
Yeah, physical yeah. room to just have his stuff there or
yeah.
or mm-hmm. to kind of fit in or sit down or whatever. Yeah. And that's something that a lot of people don't understand. It's all subconscious. If we don't have room and we don't make room in our mm-hmm. lives, it's hard for somebody else to fit in.
Yeah. Whereas I bet you, and I don't know, but maybe she didn't think that. She's thinking, this is my house, my stuff. She's not even thinking that she's not making room.
Well, technically, him, yeah, she's subconsciously putting out there that she's not making room.
Exactly.
I'm not, like, if she was to ask why she was doing that, maybe she has a fear of intimacy or commitment or something like that. Is that where we're going with
this? Or she's never even thought about it.
Never even thought about it.
Yeah, right. She just hasn't thought about it. I've had
that much stuff on my table all the time. It's been there forever. It's not a big...
But she could also say, if I knew that it bothered you and why, it's really easy for me to take those things off the table and make room for you, right? Yeah.
If it isn't, then it would be her responsibility to then be transparent with herself about why she can't take things off the table. Right.
So transparency.
So he wasn't being transparent. He's like, that's what you're saying, right?
Well, he ended up being transparent. He just used that as an example.
Yeah.
And he was transparent. He understood what the problem was. And then they had a discussion about that, which is that's the whole point of transparency.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're transparent when you're transparent with what you're conveying to your partner is really true.
Is actually what you
the real problem.
Feel. Mm-hmm.
Like, not just it bothers me when. Because if I say it bothers me when you do something.
Right.
If I say it bothers me when you do something, in most cases, if you're talking to your partner, you're kind of expecting your partner to stop that behavior.
Right. To mm-hmm.
Is that fair?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Like you're saying it bothers me when you load the dishwasher that way.
So you need to stop.
And if you love me, then you should stop, right?
Right.
And that's really not what should happen.
No.
Because what are you asking your partner to do if you're saying it bothers me when, and then you go, okay, I guess I have to stop doing that. What are you asking your partner to do?
Asking them not to be transparent, because now they're going to walk on eggshell. They're not authentic.
Correct.
Right? This is what's happening. Authentic. They're not authentic. Right.
They're not living their life based
the
on
way
who
they want to be.
To
be.
And is that a big deal for one thing? No. Not a big deal.
But
is it a big deal for 10 things?
Yeah.
Is it a big deal for 100 things?
Yeah. And then resentment starts building.
Because again, that's kind of one of those things where if you're choosing to be transparent or not transparent, then that's going to show up in other areas of your life because it's already like a habit almost, right? Like it's like a way of thinking about, well, I don't have to truly acknowledge this. I'm just going to ask the other person to stop doing this.
Change their behaviors.
Yeah.
And now you change your behavior to suit me.
And then it becomes, you're again, giving away your power.
Gives away.
Because it only... You're only able to get what you want if they decide to make that change versus just making the change within yourself first.
And now the relationship is not equal.
It's imbalanced.
It's imbalanced. And you build resentment and you may go somewhere else to feel where you can be yourself. A lot of people
maybe we
say,
cheat.
Well, yeah, I've heard a lot of people say, well, why are you with this person? Or why did you? Well, I can be myself. You know, I don't feel like I'm being judged. I don't have to walk on eggshells. Yeah. I don't have to. But it would be great if we could be transparent and know why with our partner.
And this is applicable to every area of life.
Every area of life.
Right. So how can we tell if we're not being transparent?
Well,
you're walking on eggshells.
If you're not saying what you want to say, you're not being authentic. Right.
Yeah.
Well, how do we, okay, so like, let's say we're not in a relationship and we're just trying, if they're just single people, just trying to live their life. Generally speaking, how can we tell if we're not being transparent? Because again, we could be walking on eggshells at work, but how can we tell in other relationships?
Well,
if
I guess I would say it's if you're not living your core values, right? If you have that feeling inside that something's wrong and you're not really
sure,
I'm doing this, but it's not really what I want to do or what I want to say.
Right.
I would say that we're not being
transparent.
We're not being transparent. Right. We're not being authentic.
It would be anytime you're living in fear.
Mm-hmm.
Fear.
Fear of anything. Fear of rejection, fear of
failure,
of saying something, fear of being judged, fear of losing a relationship, fear of whenever you live life based on fear of any kind. As in, you know what? I'm not going to say something to this person.
Because I'm afraid.
Because I don't really want to get that reaction. That's your sign of being transparent.
Yeah.
You're not being transparent.
Right.
So how about this situation? I talk about this one, and I forget where we run across this. It's a true kind of story, and I think everybody can relate to it. So let's just say you have social media,
right?
And every once in a while you go on there, but now all of a sudden you get a message out of the blue from somebody that you maybe dated in high school or in college or something. And now you're 30, 40, 50 years old, whatever the number is. And this person, you know, you're talking back and forth a few times. And you're married. I'm in a happy, healthy relationship. And, you know, I get this message on Facebook. I don't really pay much attention. Oh, hi, how are you? Yeah, nice seeing you. Where are you at? I live in this city and I do this thing. Oh, what do you mean? You know, you have that conversation back and forth over a course of a couple of weeks. Now, all of a sudden, out of the blue, the person says, you know what? I'm going to be in town. I'd like to kind of meet up. I'll be staying at this hotel. Would you like to meet for dinner? And this completely catches you off guard.
Right.
Like you had no idea it was going this direction.
Yeah.
You were just... And all of a sudden, you're realizing, oh, this went a direction I was not expecting.
Right. This is what wasn't what I was planning on.
That's right. I've been talking back and forth with this person for a couple of weeks now over, you know, just five or ten conversations, nothing major.
Yeah.
The question is, what do you tell your partner?
Tell your partner.
And do you tell your partner?
And I think some people would. And so, like, I know I would, because this has happened. I have.
But what happens? You know, like, what does transparency mean?
Yeah. Well, transparency means you're honest about it. Right? Isn't that what it means?
Okay. Ideally.
Ideally, but what
I
if?
I want to go to the listeners. Listen, I just want the listeners to think about
this. That's a good idea.
So I want your listeners, because at events, a lot of people go, well, I probably wouldn't tell my partner because, you know, they're kind of a little jealous sometimes and they would think something is up.
Right.
But.
Okay.
If nothing is up. Right. If you're afraid, is it that, you know, secretly or subconsciously you're thinking that, well, I want to meet the person. I want to see for whatever reason. Right. I want to see where they're at, or I want to show them that, you know, hey, I'm in a relationship now and it didn't work with you.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're interested to see if there's still something there.
Right.
Right. So if you don't tell your partner.
So transparency is about why don't I want to tell my partner.
Exactly.
So then it can go a bunch of different directions. And that's what transparency is we've got to analyze this.
Right.
So I don't want to tell my partner. Okay, is it because I'm scared how they're going to react? Okay, I'm living in fear. That's a fear-based reaction. I'm scared.
Right.
Is it because this actually is a good feeling for me and I like the affirmation? I have no intention of having an affair, but I kind of like
this.
I like the attention.
Yeah.
So is that a possibility? Would you possibly meet this person? And I've had this happen at events. And I'm always a little shocked, but this is what people sometimes think. A lot of people think, well, no, I would probably still go meet them and let them down in person.
But why?
But exactly, why?
What would be the point in that?
That's once again.
What is the justification?
I'm not here to.
We're just trying to wonder.
The point is, and then we have this great conversation about why would you do that? Well, because I really want to see them and meet them. And and you go, okay, but, and we have the conversation. And they go, well, if I'm in a good, happy, secure relationship, my partner shouldn't be worried about it. And I go, yes,
that's fine. That's but then you can tell your partner
You can tell your partner.
Yeah.
But then a lot of other people go, but you're disrespecting your partner if you know that this person's intention is that direction.
It's nefarious, like that.
Then why on earth would you go meet them in person?
Yeah.
And then the other person says, "Well, why can't I go meet them in person?" And both sides are correct.
Yeah. Right. Because inherently you should be allowed, if they love you for you and they trust you, then you should be allowed to do anything that you decide you want to do. Correct. But if you're putting your relationship first,
you wouldn't go. I think it depends, again, why is it that you want to go?
Yeah, what's the intention?
And not to lie to yourself. Be transparent to yourself.
That's
right?
The key.
And so that you know exactly why. I'm going because even though I'm in a great relationship, I like the affirmation. Even though I'm going to tell them, no, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
I want to do it in person because I want them to see me. It's going to validate me. It's going to make me feel good. So if you...
Right.
If
but that's you can what being be, transparent means.
That's being transparent. Yes. If you're transparent and you can do that, fine. You need to be able to admit that. But you can't use the excuse, well, I just want to tell them in person, you know, because you can easily tell them on social media and say, no, sorry, I can't meet you. Yeah.
But that is so now we're still in the, do you tell your partner or not? Right. We're still there. So and some people go, no, I wouldn't tell them.
But why didn't you tell them?
Why didn't you tell them? Because we don't have a great relationship or I'm worried about the reaction. Okay. That's, you have to deal with that.
I'm afraid that.
Okay, so why don't I have the relationship that I can tell?
Well, if I can't be transparent about this, what else am I holding back? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why can't I talk to my partner about these things? Right. That's a problem in our relationship.
Maybe it's it's telling you that there are other issues. There's something else going on in your relationship that you should attend to.
Right.
And that's
those are signs.
That's one of the things that creates dysfunction in a relationship is, okay, I'm scared to talk to my partner. I'm scared to be open. I'm scared to be transparent.
Mm-hmm. So now let's say, I just thought about that. So the person doesn't go.
Yeah,
but they were thinking of going, and then they realized that, oh, you know what? I really wanted to go because, you know, the whole ego thing. Yeah. But and now they had not told their partner before, and they told their partner, you know, so-and-so contacted me. I was thinking of going, but I decided, no, I didn't want to go. And now the partner, if the partner gets upset, that, well, why didn't you tell me right away?
Right away, exactly.
Right? Instead of looking at it saying, you actually told me.
Yeah.
Right?
It's true.
And you thought about it, and you know why, now we're having conversation. Now I'm getting upset because you didn't tell me.
You didn't tell me right away.
Right away. Right?
Well, and but that is
So
kind
now
of
you
a
know,
valid point to a point.
Yeah, to a point. Right? And if the
So why didn't you tell me right away?
Why didn't you tell me right away?
Yeah, I guess.
What
again,
were you thinking?
Back down to the attention. Why didn't you?
Yeah.
What was holding you back from telling me? And oh, then, because I wasn't sure, or I was going through some insecurity, or I was dealing with...
And then there's the third scenario there, though, is what if 6 months later, your partner finds out that this conversation occurred and didn't get told at all?
Well, then you're screwed.
Yeah.
What happens then?
Yeah.
And that's the whole point of... And this is how difficult transparency is and how complicated. Right. It's complicated.
I think
so many legs to it.
Because 6 months later, now the partner's saying, okay, so if you didn't tell me about this, what else
didn't
you tell me about?
And if it was as innocent as you were saying it was, then why wouldn't you tell me about it? And then, what else are you not telling me?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Right. Which are valid questions.
So one of the things we got to ask is transparency involves... If this was my best friend I was talking to, would I say anything?
Right.
Yeah.
Because generally speaking, when we all imagine that best friend, we can say absolutely anything and everything to our best friend.
So if we can't say it, what's the problem?
Mm-hmm.
That's a sign of some sort of dysfunction.
What is holding you back? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We should be able to say anything to our partner that we would say to our best friend.
Because I think our partner is our best friend.
Yeah.
Supposed to be.
Supposed to be.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the next factor is, if I don't say anything and it gets discovered in the future, what's the outcome?
Probably more damaging.
Trouble.
This is how you, once again, where these are the things you have to think about when you're in that situation of should I say something or shouldn't I say something?
Because it's going to come out.
Well,
it might not come out, but what if it does?
What if it does,
right? Yeah. So, but I think things have... a way of coming out. It could be years and years and years from now, right?
Yeah.
So.
But it's something you can practice in your relationship, is transparency, right?
Oh, for sure.
You can practice that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is the reason I'm not being transparent, is it to really benefit somebody else?
Or is it to benefit me?
Or is it because I don't want to be vulnerable?
Right.
Yeah.
So vulnerability plays into transparency.
Yeah. Well, you have
into
to be
everything.
Transparent. You're putting yourself out there.
That's right.
You're being vulnerable in saying, I'm telling my partner, I'm going to tell my partner this. I'm being vulnerable and hoping that they don't react negatively.
Right.
Hoping that they will accept it.
Because we're being transparent within ourselves. We know that this is a thing for us. Now we're choosing the action of vulnerability.
Well, because, but really, the person, you didn't do anything wrong here. Nothing.
And I think the more we practice being transparent, then it becomes a second habit. You don't even have to think about, do I tell him or not? You just
go about it.
Yeah.
That's interesting. But it's scary. Transparency can be scary.
If you haven't
been transparent up until this point, you to be transparent is going to be a scary thing because you're going to have to admit.
Or if
a
you
lot
haven't let go
yourself.
Of the past, right? If you in your previous relationship, you were not able to be transparent.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, the other thing is you no longer can transfer stuff to other people.
Right.
I can't blame somebody else.
No, you're taking responsibility for your life.
For what's happening to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't say, well, she's the one who wanted to see me, or he's the one who wanted to see me, right?
Or
I'm just being polite.
I didn't tell you because I thought you were going to get mad.
Or you're, because of what the way you would react, I didn't tell you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And my reaction or the way I respond has nothing to do with you. That's my responsibility. Yes. So you should not do things.
Yeah, you can't base those decisions on their potential reaction because that's not your responsibility.
So true transparency is about conveying to others who we are, who we really are,
mm-hmm. right.
how we really want to live,
so
what our boundaries are.
A big key to transparency is doing the growth work and knowing yourself.
Well, if you don't know yourself,
you can't be transparent.
It's really hard.
Yeah.
And if you're not willing to look, it's really hard to be transparent.
But a lot of people don't want to look.
No.
Because it's painful, because we're there's also, a lot of other things that they
have to work on. I feel
like
we're also not taught to look. We're taught to just kind of be distracted by whatever the heck is going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Transparency is about to looking inside, why am I doing this? Mm-hmm. Asking yourself the question, why am I doing this? Why am I not saying this? Why am I bothered by that?
Mm-hmm.
Why is this happening to me? Why am I taking this personally?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why am I triggering?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I? That's what transparency is.
Why am I reacting?
Transparency
it's understanding
is about
yourself. Yeah. Yeah. It's really about understanding yourself. Right?
I know. Always.
That's the only, thing we have.
Literally,
you know?
Just know yourself.
I was talking to someone the other day and said, well, I can do this because, actually, it was yesterday. Because, well, you know, there's stress with work, and then, you know, I'm worried about my dad, and then there's family and all mm-hmm. that. And, you know, I said, remember when you're on the airplane, what do they say? He's like, yeah, right?
You have to do your gas mask first.
Yes.
Or whatever. Gas whatever it is. Your oxygen mask.
Well, oxygen is a gas.
It is
well,
just right.
Yeah, it is. Mask. Put your oxygen on, you know, your mask on first. You need to be able to take care of yourself. Yeah, but if you don't know what you need to take care of, right, how can you take care of others? So
transparency is a courageous act.
It's very courageous.
It is.
It takes a lot of courage to be transparent.
Yeah.
And I was going to say
to persevere, because what if you're transparent and the person has this reaction, right, which is really impulsive, but they're not really responding and thinking thoughtfully, they're reacting.
But that's your sign.
I know it's a sign, but then some people might be deterred by that, saying, well, I was transparent, and this is what happened in this relationship, so then I'm not going to do it again. But you can't do that, right?
No, or else you'll never get it.
But that's why you're getting that reaction, is because if you're transparent, the other person's... they're trying to protect themselves.
Of course.
They don't want to be transparent with themselves.
Yeah.
So they take what you say and turn it on you to make sure that they don't have to get transparent.
Because now they're like, oh, crap. Now that you're transparent, I have to be. Yeah. I don't want to do that.
I'm not going to take that. I'm going to throw it back in your face.
Yeah.
And if you run away, then I succeeded.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if you're not transparent anymore, I go, oh, God, thank God. Now I don't have to be transparent.
Yeah.
Whereas we have to stand up to that.
Yes.
And go... No, this is important to me.
And that takes effort. Mm-hmm.
And your reaction is not acceptable to me. That's called a boundary, which so many people have trouble with. Boundaries.
Yeah. Trouble setting it, trouble implementing the boundary, trouble
with the consequences. Like anything that, if you have trouble in your relationship, it's because there's no boundaries being set.
Right.
And you're not saying this behavior is acceptable, this one isn't.
Well, it's almost like you're not being transparent enough within yourself to know that this is something I want to set a boundary for.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I am actually being bothered by this, and this action is actually not okay for me.
Yeah.
I need to set a boundary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how many times do people say, why do you keep doing that? I told you I don't like that. Well, if they keep doing it, then you didn't put a boundary in place. You called it a boundary. That person keeps crossing my boundaries. They keep doing it. No, that's not a boundary anymore.
No, because there's no consequences.
No, there's no consequence. So it's not a boundary.
Just because you say you don't like something doesn't mean that something's going to change.
They don't get that electric shock every time they cross that boundary.
What the heck is that on your wrist?
Are you really just noticing that?
It's
a scrunchie.
Crunchy.
It's called a scrunchie, Bruce.
And you put it in your hair, you know, it ties
your
hair back.
Look at the dad reaction that wanted to happen. You look like an idiot. What the hell are you wearing on your wrist? Yeah, that's a scrunchie.
It's a scrunchie.
For my hair.
It looks like something out of an elf costume, just as a
word. That is so funny.
No, it's a handmade scrunchie.
Yes.
Yeah,
would you like a demonstration of how it's...
No.
Why does this scrunchie bother you, Dad?
It doesn't. It just looks a little odd.
He was just being curious, right? Wanted to know how did it go with the outfit.
It's the cuff off of a sleeve. There's no sleeve there anymore. I'm going, what is that?
Yeah.
Are you missing the sleeve to that really... I don't know what era outfit that would be on.
Oh, I know.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Back to transparency.
Well, you were being transparent because there was something that was bugging you.
I have no idea what's on your wrist right now, so I was being transparent about that.
Yep.
So now when we're transparent, we're inauthentic.
When we're not transparent, we are being inauthentic.
When we are transparent, we're authentic. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
If, again.
Absolutely.
So it's just like I don't know. I just, again, it's all so correlated. It's all, it all goes hand in hand. Mm-hmm. So when I think about the amount of people that aren't transparent in life, well, that means that correlates to the amount of inauthentic people, the people that aren't acting true to themselves.
Unhappiness.
And right? Living in unhappiness. Mm-hmm. It's just, yeah, they're directly correlated.
Yeah. Look, I mean, we've probably have conversations with people and they say, well, they tell you about a situation. You say, well, have you tried saying this? Well, I can't say that.
Right? Well, right. Why can't you say that?
Well, yeah. Because they're going to get mad. And it's like, well,
who cares?
How are they going to know exactly how you feel about this? How, you know, how it affects you if you don't tell them? Right.
Well, then again, you're just choosing to live in turmoil or in, you know,
inauthenticity.
Yeah.
You're not getting your needs met because you're not asking for them to be met.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, so important why to recognize any dysfunction that you may be also dealing with, i.e. attachment style and, or people-pleasing or narcissism or whatever it is. Because those things will affect how you do things.
And
if you have a pattern, even
more so.
And you're realizing that you're enabling that.
Right? Yeah.
You're enabling that dysfunction.
Yeah.
By choosing not to be transparent.
Yes. Mm-hmm. When you're not transparent.
Yeah.
You're enabling the dysfunction of yourself and your partner.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's a codependent situation.
So for our listeners, if there's anything that you need to tell someone, just something that bugs you, right?
But ask why it bugs.
Yes, of course. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. If there's anything, you have to go through that process of, okay, ask yourself, why is it that, you know,
this is bugging me?
And then, you know, how am I going to deal with it?
Well, don't let it just fester. I was going to say, like, I don't know if the majority of the time, but usually when we've discovered something that bugs us and we do like the, why is this bugging me? The five whys. And then we discover the real reason, we can be transparent with ourselves. Generally speaking, we may not even have to say anything
because
it's an issue we can solve within ourselves first.
Often, that's right.
And then we don't have to say anything at all because we solve the problem.
Acceptance. Can I accept that behavior? Can I accept that result? Is it okay that it bugs me? Is it okay that, are they doing anything wrong? No, they're not. Nope. It only bugs me because of this. Okay, but if I fix that, I don't even have to tell this person it bugs me.
Yeah, yeah, life can go on. So if you don't so people think, oh, well, if this bugs me and that means I have to tell them. Well, let's figure out why it bugs you.
Be transparent
within yourself first.
Don't sit on it. Yeah.
And then if you have to say something, then you say something.
Well, now you can approach them with the real reason.
Well, the real reason. And you're also going to be level-headed. You're not going to be reactionary. Like, it's going to be
an actual talk. And now we're talking about why it bothers me.
Is going to be also authentic, because now you're coming to the person saying that this is how I feel and it bugs me because this, and they know that you've thought about it.
Yeah.
Right?
And
they can see the emotions that attach to it. And
Generally
you're not accusing them or anything. No. You're talking about yourself.
Yeah. Well, because it's all vulnerable. It's your own struggle. It's like, okay, this is what I'm struggling with. And like, I'm being transparent with you about it. Anything you can do to like help me or like talk me, like, do you know what I mean? Because your partner can help you. Some things might be one of those things that are a little bit bigger for you. Like, especially if you're in a relationship, sometimes it requires your partner to be like, you know what? I can help you with this. Like, I can remind you to not.
And that's where the emotional support comes in.
Yeah.
So another thing with lack of transparency is it takes away intimacy in the relationship. How does it do that?
Transparency takes away intimacy
in the relationship. Well, because you can't be truly intimate if you're being inauthentic.
You're not being vulnerable. You're not.
What is intimacy? And some people think intimacy is sex. It's not.
Well, no,
it's not what true intimacy is. Intimacy is that connection, that best friend connection, that trust, the respect,
that emotional connection.
All of that is taken away.
The ability to communicate effectively and openly and honestly. Right. That's what intimacy
because
is.
If something is bugging you, you're not being transparent about it, the partner usually can feel like there's something.
Yeah. Subconsciously, yeah,
there's something,
you can feel
yeah, there's something
everything.
Going on. You don't know what it is, right? So now you're wondering, well, why is it that they can't tell me?
Yeah. Or you you get that into that situation. It's like, what's wrong? And then the person just asks, what's wrong? I know something's wrong, but I don't know what it is, but I know there's something wrong. And the other person won't admit, no, there's nothing wrong. I'm fine.
Leave me alone.
They can feel it. They can feel it on the inside that something's wrong.
And now the partner's feeling like, oh my God. And so now I'm not an idiot. I know what's going on. Something's going on. What is it? And
but then you pinpoint it because nobody's being transparent. Nobody's being vulnerable. But people are aware that it happens.
Well, and it goes back to just the standard, the glass by the sink or the clothes on the floor, right?
Yeah.
It's the transparency means that why do you leave the glass by the sink?
Mm-hmm.
Well, because I'm not sure if I'm going to have another glass of
drink or
water or milk.
That's right.
I don't want to waste another utensil.
And I don't want to put it in there. But your partner isn't aware of that. They just think that you're too lazy to put in the dishwasher.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But now we're going to fight about the glass by the sink. right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's probably a million times. Yeah.
Is the glass by the sink. Whereas, why does it bother me
that the glass
is by the sink?
And then it's like, well, because I cleaned and now I feel like I'm not appreciated and, right? And
I
I'm
feel disrespected.
I feel, yeah.
Well, that's actually getting to the root cause of like things right. there, right? That's right. like, okay, well, yeah, I can understand why you might be feeling disrespected. I can understand that.
But if that's what you say, you know what? I feel disrespected when you leave the glass by the sink like that. Okay, well, why do you feel disrespected? Well, because I've cleaned.
Because I've done
now
all
we're
this.
Getting curious instead of defensive.
And then what's the solution, right?
What's the solution to this? Oh, okay. So I know my partner feels disrespected when I leave the glass by the sink. Okay, now I'll put it in the dishwasher just so they don't feel disrespected. Or I'll leave a note there saying, I might use this glass again.
Or if it's for water, then I'm going to have a water bowl that I take with me all the
take
time. And
around.
I'll stay hydrated, and then it's not a problem.
Well, no, right? But it's about understanding your partner.
Yeah,
right.
And finding solutions.
Can I use this problem? Because I don't want to disrespect my partner is different than you know, they
just
like,
leaving
they
a
want
glass
counter,
the counter. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, the glass by the sink. And for some reason, it bothers them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going, and now you're thinking, oh, you know, exactly. It's such
now you understand why it bothers them.
Right.
Yeah. Because understanding is.
For some reason, it means disrespect for them. But I think, again, it's not. Is it really about understanding or just accepting the fact that your partner may have. Like, does your partner really have to understand why it's disrespect for them, or do they just have to be accepting of it?
Well, if,
hold on,
if
I'm not sure which person
well,
you're talking
I think
about.
That if it's hiding a lot of other things, because if the person feels disrespected just by that act, then there's other issues, right? It's like, is it because their ego is fragile? Is it because, you know, in the past something like that has happened and they're hanging on to it, right?
But the other thing we have to address here, though, is that if my partner leaves the glass by the sink and I feel disrespected.
Yes.
Okay, did I just take something personally?
Yes.
So I have to ask a question. Or a couple of questions. Mm-hmm. First of all, why does it bother me the glass is by the sink? Because I feel disrespected.
Right.
Now you have to ask, was it my partner's intention to disrespect me by leaving the glass by the sink?
No.
And if the answer is no, that's a completely different conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. But what happens is that if in the past that was their experience where the previous partner did things just...
Yeah.
You know, because that's what they did, just to bug you, right? Because sometimes people do that, you know, because they don't have that positive relationship.
Yeah.
Then you're bringing in something that you should have let go in the past, right? Okay. And you're punishing your partner for it.
And let's carry that a bit further. So and some people will say, yes, but my partner leaves the glass by the sink, they leave the clothes on the floor, they leave the toilet seat up, they leave the this, and they go start going on and on and on and on about all these little disrespectful things. Those are all legitimate when you add them all up. So obviously your partner doesn't respect you. So now the question, and this is going to go back to boundaries.
Is that obvious?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious you have to express that boundary and say, I feel disrespected when you do these 47 things that feel disrespectful to me.
Yes.
Because it's
and
our place.
I'm starting to get
together.
The opinion now. So, and once again, you asked that question. Did my partner do it to disrespect me?
Right.
Well, it's starting to be a pattern.
Right.
I'm seeing disrespect in all these locations. So I'm starting to feel disrespected.
Right.
Whether or not it was their intention doesn't matter. I'm going to start to build resentment now.
Yeah,
I'm starting to feel resentment. So now we have to fix this problem because this isn't going away.
So we have to be transparent about
it. So now we have to put a boundary in place.
Right.
And we have to say, just so you know, I feel disrespected when we do this. Let's have a conversation about that. Why do you feel disrespected? Well, because I do all of this stuff and I just seem to follow you around cleaning up after you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think you're taking advantage of it.
Yeah, because I do all the work and then I have to do it again.
Or I feel underappreciated.
I'm not getting any help here.
Or even if it's just a relationship, it's not respect. This is where we live, right? To have a respect for our surroundings, right?
And this has to happen early on. And this is where a lot of people, they wait too long to put the boundaries in place.
Right.
When it starts out,
and you know, and the thing is,
it's another thing.
It's not, I bet you, if this is what's happening, it was happening before they got into the relationship. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's probably examples of when you went to the person's house, and then, you know, this is the way they lived, right? Things are all over the place, and you knew that. You didn't put the boundary in place. Okay, when we live together, this is the way things are going to happen, and now you're expecting them to.
Well, this is the way I want things to happen.
Yeah.
How
can
you
we make
that?
It happen?
It's not that I get to dictate how our relationship goes.
How can we make it?
We have to go, okay, this is, I'm fairly neat, you're kind of messy.
How are we,
how do we
make this work? Are we going to make a deal to be in the middle somewhere?
Can you forgo some things? Can I forgo some things to make a choice for us to have a good living situation?
It should never be, oh, when we're living together, I will change this other
person. Well, of course, you're not changing. No. You know that this is what the person is. And then so now you're working together to figure out, okay, how are we going to make it
but
work?
But again, because, so that also takes transparency as well. Like for the person that isn't neat, has to be transparent with themselves. You know what? I'm not a neat person, right? That requires transparency, does it not?
And why absolutely. Am I not neat?
Right. Maybe because I have too many things going on in my
brain. Or maybe it was a habit that was, you know, like when we grew up at home, it didn't matter, right?
Or it could be that when I'm clean and neat, it feels like my parents are forcing me to be that way. And I'm trying to rebel against that.
Right.
Or there could be a lot of things going on. Or my mom always picked up after me, and now I'm expecting my partner
to do that.
There could be lots of reasons behind it. But now we have to go back to our values.
Right.
Do I want to be in a happy, healthy relationship? Is it fair to my partner?
Yeah.
What are my values here? What are my What are my intentions? What are my goals? Is my goal to have a happy, healthy relationship? Okay.
If yes, what do I have to do to get it?
Does that involve being disrespectful to my partner or taking advantage
because
of
it? It could go the other way around, too. It could be that the person who is not neat knew that the person they're with is someone who likes things to be precise and pristine, and right, so they knew that as well, right? So again, people just have to talk to each other and figure out.
I know
that's
usually. I mean, whenever I watch any sort of entertainment, it's always because of miscommunication.
Yeah,
right. It's
absolutely.
Always because we're afraid to actually say something. We're afraid to be transparent about what the actual problem is.
Right.
Transparency would solve a lot of problems.
Yeah.
What's really going on? And let's have a conversation about
that's right. That's right.
But so then transparency also kind of takes a lot of accountability, correct?
Well, yes.
Does it go hand in hand?
You'd
have to be, you have to be accountable for what you're doing. You're taking responsibility, right? Saying that,
so like, okay,
I know this is the way I am.
Yeah, so I have to be responsible for this mistake. Or I'm trying to figure out where I'm going with this.
I don't know where you're going.
I don't know. Keep going. If I figure it out, I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
When you're not transparent, you're giving yourself a weight to carry.
Right.
You're not saying something you want to say. Mm-hmm.
You're adding more to your backpack.
Because I'm going to not say this. I'm not going to express it this way. So that means I have more weight to carry now.
And once the backpack gets too heavy,
is that an act of people pleasing then?
Yes.
So lack of transparency would kind of be...
It can be all of them. All of them can kind be of,
it's okay. part of it.
It's
it
protecting can be, yourself.
Yeah, right, it can right. be. If a people pleaser can be not transparent because they're a people pleaser, or someone who's an avoidant could be
transparent because they like to avoid yourself. Yeah. So why am I avoiding this? Why am I not? Why am I not giving this person feedback? Mm-hmm. Why am I pretending that?
So it's because I'm an avoider, or it's because I'm a people pleaser, because or it's because of this. Okay,
you're not being transparent on any front. Yeah,
right.
And also because you're not aware that that's what your issue is.
Right.
You're not aware that you're a people pleaser, so you don't know. You don't even know.
It has nothing to do necessarily with the Tasman style. It has now to do with a pattern of behavior.
Well, transparency is just the act of discovery, essentially.
Yeah, it's being aware of why you're doing something.
Being curious within yourself.
And making sure that you're not engaging somebody else from a false front, from a false perspective.
Yeah, so what we're realizing that we have to be aware of all kinds of different aspects of our personality and aspects of how we react, our behaviors, right? Yeah. And then that falls into transparency. And then it could be maybe we're people pleasers, or it could be we have to be responsible, right? All of it's interesting how it goes back
to... And then that's where you just brought up patterns.
Yeah.
So it's just recognizing your patterns of not being transparent, discovering why, and then just changing those patterns to be transparent.
Yeah.
Right, so you get yourself into a random situation where maybe you got a little heated. Okay, well, why did I react this way? Like, so the pattern is just being curious about what you're doing and why you're doing it.
It's the same as when we talked about last week, right? When we were talking about forgiveness, right? Being able to recognize it first and be aware of it and then accept it, right? And then...
But so many times we just live our lives based on reacting to somebody else rather than understanding why we're reacting that way.
Right.
And when we just react to somebody else, that gets us nothing but trouble.
Right.
And that's why so many relationships are struggling, or people aren't happy, or they're frustrated.
It's like, you know, you stub your toe on, you know, a chair, and then you're upset at the chair for being there, but not at yourself because you didn't see the chair.
The stupid chair,
you know.
Well, yes, if you were just more aware of your surroundings, you probably wouldn't have stubbed your toe.
Exactly.
Right. But mistakes happen as well.
Or, well, no, but that's right. So you can forgive the chair.
Just, yeah, forgive the chair. It wasn't your fault, chair. just meant to happen. The universe needed me to stub my toe today. Yeah.
And also when you live in lack of transparency, it makes life complicated.
Yeah.
Right, because, okay, so we've already related not being transparent to inauthenticity. Mm-hmm. So you're already not going to be happy, plus making your life more complicated because you're not being transparent.
Everything becomes more difficult. It's just like...
Everything's a struggle.
Everything makes it tough is when you're not transparent, your life is going to be complicated because... Mm-hmm. Now you're not sure what you've said. You're not sure what you haven't said. Mm-hmm. You're not sure what you've conveyed. You're not sure if they're getting the messages you're
trying to convey. It's like when people lie, right? And you don't remember what lies.
Yeah.
Right. And our partner's accents. And also, if I'm not transparent, my partner doesn't know what boundaries I have.
Right. Yeah. So it's really hard to follow the boundaries.
How can they not cross your boundaries if you're not being transparent about what they are? Or if they're a boundary that is, I don't know how to word this. Like the glass by the sink. You're saying a boundary is the glass by the sink? That's a glass by the sink. That's not a boundary.
No.
But it's deeper than that, right? Because it's not about the glass, right?
Well, that's the point.
The boundary is that I don't want to feel disrespected. Right, that's the boundary.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
So, yeah. In my relationship,
And once again, if it's only the glass by the sink, it's not a big deal. I can live with that one.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you know what? I shouldn't be disrespected by that because this partner has got all these other things. They're not trying to disrespect me. They just left the glass by the sink.
Because they may have another glass of water, right?
So now I can deal with that myself.
Yeah.
But when I ask the question and go, oh, it's the glass by the sink and then these 47 other things.
Yes.
Okay, now I'm feeling disrespected.
Right. There's something else.
There's something
else. It's a deeper level thing.
Yeah. So I'm not conveying the fact that I'm feeling disrespected. So if I don't convey with transparency, if I just complain about the glass by the sink, the clothes on the floor, the toilet, if I complain about those individual things, that's not going to solve the problem.
No, and then the
each
partner
one
will,
is an individual thing.
And you know what
deal.
It becomes? Yeah. It becomes, okay, you're annoying and you're nitpicking, nagging me, right?
And theoretically, that annoying, nitpicking, nagging is an emotional abuse.
Yes,
a little bit. Right? Because you're not saying exactly what's... But the true thing, the root cause
of... It isn't the toilet, the glass, whatever. It is something else inherently within you that you're choosing not to deal
and
with.
And this goes back to the last episode where we talked about why people would go and have an affair.
That's
right.
Right? Yeah. Because since I can't be transparent to my partner about what's bothering me and put effective boundaries in place, my partner now is going, I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah.
We start to lose our emotional intimacy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, we need intimacy in our lives. Yeah. Everybody does.
We need emotional support. We're going to go find it elsewhere.
It's not that it's an excuse.
Yeah.
It's
just the consequence of it.
There's a contribution here. Yeah. We're contributing. And that's where I said last episode about the vacuum. It doesn't happen in a vacuum. There's reasons things are happening.
Yeah.
And as you're frustrated, so you're building resentment. Mm-hmm. So your partner's doing all these things that are bothering you. We start that process of saying things to them. Stop doing this. Stop doing this. Stop doing this. Now, in most cases, or in a good percentage of cases, after I've done that to my partner, do I feel like being snuggly and close to them?
No.
Do they feel like being snuggly and close to me? No. So that means that starts
There's
to
more
build
of a distance.
That wall.
Yeah, and then and the partner will think, okay, you know what? I can't do anything right because you're nitpicking about all those little things, and it negates every other thing that I've done
and
that's positive.
Both
that's
ways.
Right.
Yeah, doesn't absolutely. Matter the gender, doesn't matter.
Especially
who it is.
If they're also dealing with their own abuse. Because now if they're dealing abuse from their partner in that way, then now their own abuse is going to be kicking up. So now they're going to feel
their
even worse.
Yeah.
But no, I just thought that whole conversation was an example of the complicated life that you were talking about. Like if you're not transparent, your life will be more complicated. And those are all the reasons why, is because you're going to be reacting about crap that doesn't need to be reacted about. You're just going to be finding things to react to.
So your reactions are going to be, they're not going to be appropriate to the situation, right?
Yeah.
You're going to have this big blowout for something really little, right? Because you're not being transparent.
Right. Yeah. But that'll happen in like a lot of areas of your life if you're not being transparent.
Yeah.
Right.
Same thing at work, same thing with your friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, transparency is interesting. And there's one story we use, a different story. Although I don't know if we ever solved that Facebook one, but not that it can be solved. I think we did.
Did we solve?
Well,
but there's another one about a lady who finds out that her husband, she finds out through somewhere, I don't know how, She found that her husband had a child.
Yeah.
Years and years mm-hmm. ago.
Oh, gosh.
And so the question is...
Yeah, because she found it by a family member.
Well, we're not sure if it's family, but there's going to be a problem. Yeah, there was a problem. If she exposes
it to her partner. Oh, it's that situation.
Yeah,
if she tells the story, she exposes her partner and says, you know, why did you tell me about this?
Yeah.
And let's talk about this. Then there's going to be a problem in the family. Because mm-hmm. everybody in the family knows. She's the only one that didn't know.
Right. So they told her.
Her husband didn't tell her. And yeah. somehow mm-hmm. she's found out.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to convey to the partner how she found out, because that would cause a bigger problem.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But she also is going, well, you know, he has this kid. What else do I not know?
Found him, yeah.
And it's not that she's upset that he's had this kid. She's just confused as to why I know this.
Yeah.
And this is where things can get complicated. So what does transparency mean in that situation? Mm-hmm. Does transparency mean that I know, so I have to tell him?
Knowing that it might... create some problems in the family.
Well, no, that's the thing is, like, I think...
And then, well, it goes the other way. Yeah. Was he obligated to tell her about the child?
Mm-hmm. Again, if we're going for that conscious relationship, we have to be transparent. Mm-hmm. He should have told her. I think that. And then I think if this situation was to arise, and if this was me in my position, I'm the type of person that's just like, okay, let's get everybody around the table. I'm going to be vulnerable and transparent. Let's see how everybody else reacts.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, that I'm the one to call the family meeting being like, okay, this is how I feel. This is what went down. Mm-hmm. Let's start over.
Because now everybody might be walking. She's walking on the fact that she knows what could happen. Let's say, you know, they're talking about, she'll be afraid that maybe it's going to slip out, right? That she knows. And then
that's another issue.
In the wrong moment.
You wanted it in a controlled environment.
So maybe they should have a conversation talking about, okay, this is what I know. How can, as a family, we can protect our relationship?
And well, again, but we're talking about how transparency, mm-hmm. if we're not being transparent, we're being unauthentic. Mm-hmm. Right? If that equals that, then we have to be able to tell people.
And a lot of people go, well, why does he need to convey that to her? If it was, you know, 5 years before they even met.
Well, I mean, having a child, I think, is a pretty big deal. Isn't it?
I don't have a kid, so
I don't know.
No, I would think so. I think I would want to know if...
Is it a big deal? Yeah. Like, does it...
Well, it is a big deal, because, I mean, think about even responsibility... Even financial responsibility or things like that. Or even if something happens and now the child doesn't know that their parent is sick. Or I think that they should know.
Also, could that child come and knock on our door when
they're
14? Yeah.
Right.
And go, you know what? I want to live with my dad now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're answering the door and you go, who
are you?
I don't even know you exist.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, that could be a problem.
Yeah, it could be a problem. So,
and other people go, well, no, there isn't. You don't need to tell your partner.
But why? Mm. What is the reasoning behind not telling the partner?
Well, there are some reasons which somebody at one event brought up very nicely.
It?
It's a really...
Tell me. Tell me now.
We wanted to know.
Well, he said that what happened in his family was that one of the... Let's go with a 16-year-old girl, and I'll just... throw it out there, is that I don't know enough about the story. Mm-hmm. But let's say a 16-year-old girl had a child.
Okay.
And instead of raising that child as a grandchild, they decide to raise it as her sister.
Right.
And the child doesn't know.
Oh, my God.
And this has happened to a friend of mine, actually.
Yeah, so what's the reasoning, though? Yes. I still don't understand the reasoning. I feel like that's a bomb drop, though. Oh, your sister is actually your mom.
No, they're trying to protect the child.
Well, they're trying from both. They're trying to protect the first daughter, the one that had the child.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Because they don't want the stigma of having a child when she's that age and of going through life, like into college and into a marriage with a child that was born out of wedlock type of thing.
I still think it's inauthentic.
Oh, no, it is.
No, we're not saying it's not
inauthentic. It is.
What we're saying, though, is that that's why sometimes this can cause a problem, because the child doesn't know.
But you see,
and so if it gets exposed, now it's okay. Hold on, what's going on?
But if you have a conversation with your partner and explaining that, they could still, because they know, right? You could still talk about it, but it doesn't have to be outside of between you two.
Me and my partner,
because me and my partner, we know we're transparent. Because I remember that story. I had my best friend in high school, where her and the child knows now, so I can talk about it. But yeah, she was raised as her sister, but she really was her niece.
I was going to say, but
all her
like,
life, but it created havoc
so
when the child.
The protection was for the baby that the 16-year-old had. That's the protection we're talking about.
Yeah,
we're protecting that
yeah,
child.
I believe
yeah,
so.
Yeah.
But again, so like, why do we think of that as protection? Isn't it more protective to like be honest and be like, this is your situation, this is your circumstance, like learn how to live with it.
But people don't think that
Once
way. They think about society. It's hard to change.
Screw society. Yeah. Screw the stigmas. Live your life.
But I do think though that the partners should be talking about it.
Right? Yes.
Definitely,
yes.
they should know.
I'm all for just full-blown transparency, regardless of the consequences.
Right.
Like, again, if you're not
it's
being transparent, you're being inauthentic, you're lying to somebody.
Like, you're lying to yourself. Ultimate,
you're lying to yourself. Like, that's just energy that you don't have time for, in my personal opinion.
Yeah. See, all your listeners, she's tougher than me sometimes.
In these kinds of ways, I don't care.
Yeah.
There's no excuse.
I totally agree. I'm just calmer.
I'm getting riled up.
But it's good, though. I like the passion.
What about...
I like the passion. It would be so much easier, wouldn't it?
Life would be easier.
Yeah.
Another thing at the transparency event, and this one comes up every time I do the event. It's called Pass the Drop Test.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Comes up every time. I don't think we've talked about this yet in the podcast.
No, I don't think we have. I don't recognize it.
What's about the
passcodes? Could you, first of all... Drop test is, could you open your phone, put it in front of your partner, and leave the room?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not asking you specifically.
Oh, well, I'm just answering specifically.
That's for our listeners.
But yes, listeners, could you do that?
Would you be afraid?
And a lot of people go, no, I would never do that.
Yeah.
But why? What are you afraid
of? And you
of?
Go, well, because they're afraid of what they've got in their phone.
Because they're not being transparent.
Because they're not being fully transparent.
And sometimes, I mean, I've had someone say, well, you know, maybe I'm discussing things with my girlfriends and I don't want them to know, you know, that we're talking about lady stuff.
It comes up all the time.
But that's just an excuse. It doesn't matter.
That's an excuse. Who cares?
Doesn't matter.
Your partner is your partner.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they've seen you naked.
Yeah. And if they haven't, there's a problem.
This is the excuse. I think people use it as an excuse. I'm not 100% sure, but in my opinion, it's an excuse. They will always go to that extreme example. What if I'm discussing something very private with my best friend and it happens to be on my phone in a text? And what if my partner happens to pick up my phone and read it for that moment
that
in time?
That specific text.
Why isn't your partner your best friend?
Well, no, but once again, so that's the reason I'm not going to unlock my phone.
That's
the reason that I would never give my partner access to my phone. And I don't know. If your relationship with your partner is your best friend relationship, it shouldn't be a problem. Your partner should also be able to show you respect and go, okay, I probably shouldn't read that. That's the thing from Julie. Okay, no big deal. And why can't you say to your partner, you know, I've got some private stuff in there from Julie. Please don't.
That's the thing, though. That's the thing. So, like, if I have the best friend and she tells me some of her stuff, like, again, that's not my partner's business, because she's telling me that,
right?
So it's like, that's where your partners be like, you know what, you guys can have a conversation, but everything that I tell my best friend,
you should
I've also told my partner first.
Exactly.
Like, I've already had the conversation so that, like, he's gonna know, okay, well, that's something that I shouldn't be reading from her, but
the funny thing is that I would be like, why are you having this on text?
If it's came up last time thing, I did the event, people said, like, okay, so you're typing into text some really secret information that really is fully accessible to anybody who can hack your text. This is not,
that's right.
And somebody said, well, you can just delete it off your text. I go, it doesn't matter.
It's out there somewhere.
The phone company still has it. The company that owns your phone still has that text, and they can reproduce it, and people are going, no, they can't. They go, they can.
Dude, it's technology.
Those texts still exist.
Yeah.
So if it's that important, first of all, why are you discussing it on text?
Yeah, have a conversation.
And if it's not that important, then what are you worried about?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
You know that there are some gadgets that some people put on their phone that if someone tries to get into your phone, it takes a picture?
Of what?
Of the person.
Oh, yeah. That's so weird. Why are you so distrusting?
In a relationship, why would you want to have that unless you're trying to hide something?
Or are you trying to sabotage the relationship? I'm going to discover this and I'm going to break up with you as soon as you do it. I don't know. It's just a risk.
Well, that's the question you have to ask yourself. Why?
Be transparent.
Why would I want to? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but there's so many other people. We talked about the other day, we talked about what about your social media passwords? What about bank accounts?
Your bank
what
account about, password. Your,
And then we often start talking about, and there's so many people who go, no, I don't want my partner to know what's going on in my bank account.
But why?
Well, okay, but I said, well, what about, we're not saying you have to give them the password to your account.
No.
We're saying, can we show them the statements? Well, why do they need to see those?
Because that's what transparency is.
Okay, but, and here's the question. We're not here to tell you how transparent you should be. And we're not saying that in any way at all. What we're saying is you have to decide how transparent you want to be, how transparent you want your partner to be.
Mm-hmm. And you guys need to talk about it. Things. Exactly.
We're just saying two plus two equals four. You get to decide how you deal with that.
You decide. Maybe you want it's 3+1, right? You decide. You agree. You agree on it.
Because at one event, somebody had said, well, I'm not going to give up my passwords, but I want them to give up theirs. So I'm going, well, does that really seem fair? Work. And what are the chances of that?
Yeah.
Another person said, well, I want to have a separate bank account that has some money in it. Okay. And I go, okay, so why can't your partner know about it? Well, I don't want them to know about it.
But why?
But why don't you?
Yeah.
And then I realized what they were talking about. I said, so you're talking about a getaway account? And she said, and then a number of the ladies on the event kind of said, well, yeah, that's what it is. I said, okay, so in what world, if I'm your partner, would I not want my partner to have a getaway account?
Right. If they love you, then yes, they want you to put some money aside.
I don't want you to stay with me because you're financially tied to me. I would put money in your getaway account. Let's assign so much money to your getaway account.
But
every month.
What the problem I have with that, just calling it that, is that
I understand.
You're already preparing to get away.
Yes.
So which means that if you have that out, are you going to put the effort in if there's a relationship to be had? I don't know.
If I said
but
to somebody,
you should be transparent.
If I said to somebody, I want to put money in a getaway account for you. Mm-hmm. I don't ever want you to feel dependent on me.
Yeah.
So let's make sure we're putting, $200 every month in a getaway account for you. And at whatever point you like, we can stop doing that. Mm-hmm. Or if you want to do something for me, if you want to take us on a trip and you say, I'll use my getaway account for that, we can do that.
Yep.
But I want you to feel safe and secure that you can leave at any moment.
Yeah. Well, I had someone say that they're divorced now, but they never knew how much their partner made.
I've heard that so much.
And they were married and they had a joint account, but only her salary went into that joint account.
Oh. That's so weird to me.
But then... You know, it was about boundaries. She didn't set her boundaries saying, hey, if this is supposed to be a joint account, why is
then
it only
where's
my,
your
right?
Money?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's contribute whatever percentage we decide to contribute.
Yeah, but there was
month.
None of that. It was just
and
hers.
It was really interesting. And once again, this is my opinion. Mm-hmm. I would like to know how much my partner makes.
Of course.
I'm not saying everybody else has to do that, but
I would.
It makes sense to me.
Well, yeah, because if we're in a partnership, then that means we're choosing to live life together, which means we're choosing to kind of have similar goals and where we want our life to go. So it makes sense for us to know, okay, this is how much you make, this is how much I make.
Yeah.
This is how much we can jointly bring together to match our partner goals.
Yeah. And I think that sometimes what people don't think about.
You do what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if you're married, even if you have separate bank accounts, right, it's still joint.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. At the end of the day,
your partner could tell you that I have, $10,000 in my account. When really they could be gambling it away.
Oh, of course. Right. Yeah. But at the end of the day, what I'm saying is that when they're separating things, right? When they're doing an agreement and divorce and things like that, then you can always tell what they're telling the government they have.
Well, to me, that's after the fact.
Yeah.
It is after the fact.
Yeah, the transparency and that conscious work ahead of time makes everything, again, even the breakup part, easier. Because if we went into that relationship consciously, then we should be able to say, again, going back to what is love? Mm-hmm. I love you. I really love you. If you need to do something else that, that'll make you happy, then that doesn't mean me. Mm-hmm. I love you and I want you to do that for yourself. Right. So I'm going to consciously, you keep your getaway money. I don't need it. That's for you in this situation. I don't know. I just think that's conscious, transparent thought. Yeah.
But and I think what happens when people are hurt, sometimes it goes by, goes out the window.
Well, now we got ego involved.
Yeah. But then
ego
that's where you got to recognize that. Do we have the awareness and the emotional skills to be able to handle something that comes our way? That's the whole point.
That is the entire point.
And most people don't.
No.
Most people don't. right? Or one person doesn't, the other doesn't, or, you know, different levels.
There's an imbalance.
And it creates issues.
That's why these discussions are so important. That's why you should be having them with your partner. That's why you should be transparent.
And that's what we talk about every day at every event.
That makes me think about, we should have those conversations. But some people would say to us, it's so difficult to start the conversation. How do we start? You know, when you become aware, mm-hmm. right, and you want to have the conversations, God, our relationship could be so much better if we did this, that. Mm-hmm. And now how do you get the person to want, not that you can make them want to, but often people wonder, okay, how can I get them interested into growth can get her, not just him, it's not just man, right? How do I get my partner to want to participate, to want to grow, to want to be aware?
They do want to grow.
Yes, I agree. Yeah.
I mean, it all starts, I think, again, with, like, that transparency and authenticity mm-hmm. within yourself first. Kale, this is what I need. This is what I do.
Yeah.
I want this conscious relationship with you. The way I think it's going to mm-hmm. happen is if we do this. What do you think? Yeah. What is holding
and
you
I
back?
And I think that's the way, because often people think that what they need to do is say, well, you have to do this. And no one wants to hear that.
No.
No one wants to be told what they need to do, right? Because it'll be, then they become defensive, especially if they're not aware, right? It's like, well, why are you telling me what I need?
Well, that's right. How do you know what I need? Vulnerability is key. Right? You have to be the one to say it first and mm-hmm. reach out, put out the olive branch. And again, if they reject it, then that's your answer.
There you go.
If they don't want to, then it's like, okay, well, I know that I want someone who's willing to grow and be conscious and so on and so forth. Especially, so I'm going to go find that person.
Especially if there's an opportunity, right? Something happens like, oh, this is a great opportunity for us to grow together and to learn about it. And if the person refuses and they don't want to, then it's telling you something.
Yes.
Right? And if
then that's when you have
over
to
and over again. That's one of the disruptions. Yep. Now you have to make a decision, right?
Yeah.
And that goes back to boundaries.
Like, everything else.
Yeah.
I want to grow. I want to develop our relationship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to, here's the consequence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's really all it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's, we like to really complicate things.
We do.
We think it's easier.
But I think we like to complicate it when it actually is easy and straightforward.
Yes.
If we just, like, I mean, you were just here having a little thing about transparency, right?
Yeah.
That's what I mean. It's not complicated, isn't it?
You made it really
simple.
Yeah.
Well, but that's the thing. And isn't it hard, though, sometimes because we can see it.
Yeah.
And then when we see that others are not seeing it, we're like, oh, my God, it's just so easy. Like, you know, why can't
you see that? I understand
why
it's not easy because I was there.
Yes.
I was that person.
Yeah.
I've done the work. I'm now here and I understand the only way is to just be transparent,
and I think,
be vulnerable, say what you need to say. Mm-hmm.
But the hard thing is that once we know that and we want to, it's almost like, you know, when you're a parent and you want to say to your child that, okay, I know that if you do this, it's going
to
be easier for you, but then the child is not listening because they
want
to have their
own
experience. And they do. To some point, but it's like, I'm telling you, just do this.
Just do this. I promise it'll be better.
Yeah, just you know, so just come to an event.
I don't think I've ever once said that to you, did I?
The eyes again. Well,
yeah,
your dad eyes. Right?
No, I know, but
it's our own path, but it's like, people, there are things out there that's going to help you, right? It's going to be so much easier. We don't have to make life complicated.
No.
No.
We don't. That's our choice.
Yes.
Anyway, I think we've hit transparency.
Yes, we have been
transparent. We've dragged it through the mud.
Yeah, I think we did that for
a That's enough for people to get a good grasp
on
what it is.
Think about it.
Yeah. Think about it. Come
to
the event. Again, go to the website at consciouspartner.com.
Transparency
there
is going
to
be in the Discover Myself
program.
Program,
which is
the
six principles, which is an unbelievable set if you want to dig deep.
Yeah.
If you want to dig deep, like
and know
we
who
talked
you are,
about
that's
today,
a good place to start.
Those six principles are everything.
Yeah.
That's recognition, responsibility, acceptance, authenticity, transparency, and
consistency.
And if we can do those six things and incorporate them into our lives, it changes
everything.
We're
like sailing.
Like happy.
Cruising.
Happy.
No matter what happens, you can figure it out.
Because every other event we do, you know, we start with the foundations, but this is the one where you really grow. The Discover Myself is that like foundation of growth.
And this is what's nice about having principles, because it applies to everything.
Yeah.
You know, it's like
across
having that formula that's going to help with everything.
Almost
every event we do,
if we apply the six principles to every problem we have in life,
we're good.
It will take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, that's, again, we're talking about awareness first. Like, awareness is key. That event or those.
Yeah, the other events might be a little more exciting. This is the one where you dig deep.
Those are the dig deep.
If you want to dig deep and get started, that's the one.
That's the place to be.
If you want to start over from a little, I'm not going to say lighter perspective. But just where you don't have to go quite so deep, then starting over.
Starting over is a good one.
Starting over kind of gets you going onto it, and then you do Discover Myself. But if you're ready to dive in deep, Discover Myself is where you start.
Yeah.
And if you're not quite ready to dive in deep yet, then starting over is probably
in terms of program, I would say.
Or being happy.
Being happy.
Yeah, being happy.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them. Yeah. Right?
There's a better, like, being happy can still be, like, a deeper one, but, like, they all can still be deeper depending on how you, what you're there for. But those are definitely... easier to swallow.
They're easy, well, because they're different topics every week, so it's not as Discover Myself kind of
very focused on you.
Week after week of just another hard layer of
And as we say for sure, foundation events first, right?
Yeah, foundation events.
Yeah, do I love myself first, and then the other four for sure.
Know them.
Yes. Well, thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you. Follow on Instagram, A Conscious Partner, ACP Dr. Giselle, and ACP Jaggy. Podcast, subscribe, rate, review, tell your friends about it. If you have comments, questions, concerns, please write in. Let us know. All the contact information is everywhere. And
thanks for listening.
We'll only have, this episode release, we'll probably only have, what, like three or four releasing? We'll be coming close to the end of our season, our season one wrap up. So. Yeah. But we're obviously going for a season two, so don't worry, we'll be coming back
a little bit back.
Our official opening for the whole program really is January 1st of 2022.
Yes,
so the official. This has all just been warm up
for
all
everything.
The events we've been hosting is just about building the program.
Yeah,
and we're really close to kind of having something in the new year. To go.
Yeah, so cool. Thanks for listening. Thanks for coming out. We appreciate y'all.
Yes.
All right. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye. You need to say bye.
Bye.
There we go.
You sound like the Grouch. Bye.